This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. The federal government has quietly lifted its moratorium on offshore hydraulic fracturing off of the California coast. The controversial fracking operations were apparently being rubber-stamped by the government until an environmental organization took legal action. The potential destruction wrought by offshore fracking operations in the wildlife-rich Santa Barbara Channel does not seem to concern the Obama administration. Joining me to explain more is Patrick Sullivan. He is the Climate Media Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thanks. It's very great to be here.
So first, explain exactly where these fracking operations were being rubber stamped and, you know, what exactly they were doing. These are basically offshore rigs, but not oil rigs, fracking rigs.
These are fracks that are occurring from oil rigs in the Santa Barbara Channel and in other federal waters off the California coast. So this is fracking for oil rather than for gas, as is common in the eastern United States. Many of the fracks are happening in the Santa Barbara Channel itself. And then there's also some fracking further south, closer to Los Angeles. We are aware of at least 200 offshore oil wells that have been fracked off the California coast. But the truth is that there is really no one who has been keeping good track of this over the years. The federal authorities, the state, truly no one knows how extensive this practice has been off California.
So fracking using these existing oil rigs essentially means that instead of the traditional oil rig that would drill into the ocean floor and suck up oil from reserves, now they are being used to drill into the ocean floor and pump the, you know, the sort of typical fracking poisonous mixture from hell, water with a bunch of poisonous chemicals, to frack for oil, right?
They are blasting very large quantities of water mixed with some incredibly toxic, dangerous chemicals down beneath the ocean floor to break up formations, crack the underground rock formations, and then bring oil back up to the surface. That's right.
And so how many, as far as you know, how many such operations are active off of the California coast? I mean, basically, this is the Pacific Ocean, and you mentioned Santa Barbara down to a little bit along Los Angeles, and you said there are 200 such operations or rigs?
Well, we're aware of 200 wells that have been fracked. There are 23 platforms, offshore oil platforms in federal waters off the California coast, but there are also some other oil operations in state waters. From each of these platforms, there are often many wells, individual wells going into the ocean floor.
So multiple wells off of a single platform.
That's correct, right. So we're aware of 200 wells, but there could be many more that have been fracked.
So the Santa Barbara Channel, I understand, is that area, the ocean space between the Santa Barbara coast and the Channel Islands, is that correct?
Right.
And so this is beautiful, beautiful space, beautiful ocean for anybody who's, you know, taken a boat out to the Channel Islands. There's a lot of wildlife, you know, you see seals and dolphins and all sorts of beautiful diversity. In the middle of this not very large space, the federal government has now said it's okay for oil companies to frack.
That's right. You know, this is an area that during the summer hosts the largest concentration of blue whales in the world. There are all kinds of endangered species in this area. This is an unbelievably wildlife-rich area of our coast, and it's beautiful too. It's an amazing place, as anyone who's been there will tell you. It is just so beautiful. But the federal government has said it's okay to frack. It's given oil companies the thumbs up to do virtually unlimited fracking from these oil platforms. So it just puts the whole coast at risk of pollution from fracking chemicals, but also the risk of another catastrophic oil spill.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up. So it was, what, a year ago that we had this pipeline spill off of the Santa Barbara coast, where oil essentially spewed into the ocean, washed up onto the shore. How is a spill like that related to potential fracking operations?
The pressures that oil companies use to frack wells are very, very high. Sometimes it's as much as 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 pounds per square inch.
Wow.
So they are putting these wells under incredible stress as they blast these chemical concoctions down into the subsurface area. And that increases the risk that we'll have a well failure or some other problem with the well, which could lead to a release of fracking chemicals or another oil spill. I mean, this is a concern that the California Council on Science and Technology has raised about fracking. The scientists with that organization have identified the pressures used in fracking as a real threat to well integrity. And yet, oil companies are going to be allowed to use these extreme pressures in these aging offshore wells that could dump hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil into one of the most beautiful wildlife-rich places on Earth.
Now, I should also bring up the issue of earthquakes. Don't we live in a very earthquake-prone area in this part of California, that especially even offshore in the ocean floor? Aren't there fault lines that one might want to think twice about drilling high-pressure liquids into?
There certainly are. This is a huge concern in California. You probably know that San Andreas Fault is overdue for another major quake. And yet oil companies are taking wastewater and disposing it down injection wells, actually in the ocean or on shore as well. And that creates the risk of a quake. So that's a huge concern. It is just mind-blowing that there is not more attention being paid to this risk in a state like California, where we have seen earthquakes cause unbelievable suffering and economic damage.
So, Patrick, tell us, why did the government, the federal government, issue a moratorium on fracking in federal waters off of the California coast in the first place? And how did they justify then lifting this moratorium?
Well, the moratorium came about because our organization, the Center for Biological Diversity, and another group, the Environmental Defense Center, sued over offshore fracking and other dangerous well stimulation techniques in federal waters off the California coast. We sued because we discovered that fracking was happening in these offshore wells with virtually no environmental analysis by the federal government. Regulators were just rubber stamping these fracks. They weren't even aware of how frequently fracking was being done in these wells. So we sued, and the federal government said, essentially, you're right, we have not done what we were supposed to do. We need to go back and analyze the risks of this practice. So they agreed to impose a moratorium on fracking and acidizing and other dangerous well stim in these offshore wells until that environmental analysis was complete. They went forward with that analysis with great speed, unseemly haste, really, and they finished it after a few months. They have finalized it, and based on that, they've decided that they are going to allow fracking. I think the problem with the analysis starts on the very first page, where the federal government says that the purpose of doing this analysis is to allow well stimulation off the coast. They're getting it exactly backwards. The purpose of an environmental analysis is to determine what risks there are to the environment, but they see the purpose of what they're doing to be to facilitate the extraction of oil from these offshore platforms.
So what needs to happen now, Patrick? I can imagine that Californians and really Americans in general are not going to be happy with the idea of this being allowed to happen. Is there a way to appeal this?
There is great outrage about this. We've heard from many, many people who have just been so disturbed and surprised to find the Obama administration lifting this moratorium on this extremely dangerous practice in a place like the Santa Barbara Channel, which is so beautiful and so full of wildlife. The way forward is a tough one. We are definitely considering legal action. That is the course that could perhaps reimpose a moratorium. We have to weigh that option carefully. It really may take a lawsuit to get these federal officials to do their jobs and take a really hard look, the hard look under that they're required to do under the law at the risks of offshore fracking. But there's a lot of other avenues for potential change. I mean, there's been immense outrage from members of Congress like Lois Capps and others in the California delegation. And there are a lot of state and local officials who are trying to find a path to stopping this practice in our beautiful coastal waters before something truly terrible happens, like another oil spill.
Give out a website for the Center for Biological Diversity.
Yes, it's biologicaldiversity.org.
And we'll post a link to it from our site later today. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Patrick Sullivan is the Climate Media Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.